welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday, February the 26th, Michael Bolton's birthday.
Happy birthday, Michael Bolton. Who was it that told you about it being Michael Bolton's birthday?
It was Susan.
Susan?
Yeah, she's a big fan.
Oh yeah, she is. How many times has she been to see him?
Twice, I think.
Twice?
Yeah, she's considering going again, I think.
She's got a t-shirt as well, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's got a t-shirt. Yeah.
Excellent. So what's the news?
Well, it was the Oscars last night.
Ooh.
Helen Mirren won for her portrayal of the Queen. She says thanks to the Queen. Queen says congratulations.
Really?
I think she has, yes. Obviously, the most important thing about the Oscars is the dresses.
Yes.
We're too early for the dresses to be in today's papers. They'll be in tomorrow's. Early reports are that Kate Winslet looked lovely. As did Helen Mirren, yeah. Our natural English beauties.
Yeah.
Penelope Cruz looked nice. All the Americans, trashy.
Really?
No.
You just made that up?
Yeah.
Danielle Lloyd dumped, well, she says she dumped Teddy.
Do you think Teddy's dumped her?
I think Teddy dumped her ages ago, did he not?
I don't know, they went out to see We Will Rock You on Valentine's night. That I do know, because I read it in a magazine.
Well, who knows then? But I suppose Big Brother hasn't done her too much harm because she has. I mean, for example, I know her name now. I didn't before.
She's on the front page of the Star.
Will it do her any good?
I don't know.
Probably. I suppose she'll get a lot of this kind of work.
More Big Brother news. Preston has decided that he's going to write an X-rated novel littered with sex, drugs, and debauchery. Because he's seen that his wife Chantelle's written a book. It's quite easy, so he says he's going to write a pervy one now. Don't understand what the point of that is. Joe O'Meara has been swindled out of £400,000. Someone's remortgaged her house without her knowing, and £200,000 has been taken from her savings. She's got a lot of savings. It's no wonder that she apparently attempted suicide. Now, according to this, the suicide attempt involved her guzzling 10 Nurofen. That to me sounds a bit more like quite a bad headache.
Yeah.
Rather than a suicide attempt. She wasn't very serious about it.
No.
Not 10 Nurofen.
It was a cry for help and not a very big one.
Yeah, a sort of yelp for help.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I read that she had £65,000 from doing Big Brother, but it wasn't enough for her to not lose her house and have it be repossessed because she hadn't been keeping up payments.
But she's got she had £200,000 stolen from her savings she could have used.
Yeah,
and it's all a bit fishy if you ask me.
She should have a crime number and she should be able to get that money back. It's very dodgy.
Britney Spears, she's hired a whole wing out of her rehab. She's back in rehab again now, I think, at the moment. I don't know, we haven't got a precise track on her whereabouts because we're not tracking her, stalking her. But she's paid for a whole wing, so she'll be on her own. It's costing her hundreds and thousands.
Is that the point?
Of what, rehab?
Yeah.
No. I'd have thought it would be mucking in would be the point of rehab.
Yeah.
And getting to know the people and their stories.
Yeah, I think, she could do that anywhere.
And also, I suppose being shut up and not being able to have any booze and drugs is another point of rehab.
Yeah, but she'd be better off spending longer time there, but being with the rest of the people.
But then they might, you know, they might all be constantly trying to sell her story.
Well, she can sell some as well. She's looking, these are quite unattractive pictures they've chosen of her.
She looks slightly Adams family-esque.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll be back on top in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Liz Hurley. She doesn't want normal wedding presents. She wants cows and things for her farm.
So not even to be sent to poor African children?
No.
Charity?
No, for her. But Hugh Grant has sponsored a monkey at London Zoo called Elizabeth.
Well, that's because he is a little monkey. I think that was her nickname for him, if I'm correct, and they started a production company together, and it was called Simeon Productions because he was a monkey.
Oh.
I think that's a nice little in joke. They're definitely going to get back together.
Do you think they will?
No. I wish they would, though. Good. There's a real life Basil Fawlty. He runs the Barclay Hotel in Weymouth. His name is not Basil Fawlty, Joe Doyle. He told one woman to go wash in the sea after she complained of having no hot water in her room. He refused a guest soup because he was 5 minutes late for dinner. Told a woman to pack her bags if she didn't like the way she was being treated. Denied a guest separate bowls for grapefruit and porridge during breakfast. And made disgusting jokes during evening entertainment.
Brilliant.
Sounds good. I think we should go.
Yeah.
Sounds ace.
It sounds like they've had the best advertising ever.
Does, and I think the people who hated it there
loved it. James Cameron is going to war with
who?
Well,
please.
He's going to war with Prince Harry.
Oh, right, he's going to go and visit.
No, they're both going to go into battle, be on the front line.
There are them.
Good luck to our boys, our brave boys, David Cameron and Princess Harry.
A wacky Frenchman, Alain Robert. He climbed up a big building in Abu Dhabi without any. It's like Spider-Man. Loads of people turned out to watch him. They all look like ants because he's so high up the building.
Wow.
My only safety equipment took him an hour and a half.
Is he a monkey?
He might be. 606 feet he went.
Oh, it just climbed up a smooth. The fuck did he manage that?
It's a monkey. Part man, part monkey.
I just don't understand how that is possible. What with gravity and all.
Well, all those people watched it happen.
Well, did they? I mean, you say they look like ants. Maybe they are.
Maybe it's just a man standing over some ants.
The Star has been speculating as to whether or not David Beckham's losing his hair.
I say he isn't. He's just got parting.
I say he's not. But if he was, so what? That's what happens to men, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless you're lucky like Polly and...
But unless you're lucky we've got good head of hair. But
you're going to go bald. Mm. And you know what? He's got a face to carry off.
He's pretty enough to get away with, isn't he? Like Britney. The Beckhams, in fact, there's a story here. There's a picture of them both looking pissed, but they weren't together. They'd both been out separately. She was in LA. He was in London. And they both went out and got pissed. Separately. Who'd have thought it? Grown people going out getting drunk.
Bloody hell. Do you remember when Britney married her school sweetheart?
I do remember that, yeah.
Just
his name was Jason Alexander.
Yes. He sold his story. Oh. Cunt. He said, I'll just repeat it. He said, her and her friend used to have lots of lesbian fun together. I used to join in. They used to take lots of drugs. And I used to fist them.
Well, he's had fun then. Yeah. To be honest, if you had done all that in Britney Spears, you would tell the press, wouldn't you? You'd be proud of it.
Would you?
Well, I don't know. Probably not. It's not me, to be honest.
I suppose it's neither here nor there to her, because she's had that much written about her recently.
This is a good story. There's a mum who was going out with a junkie, and her two-year-old kid found a bag of cocaine in the bedside cabinet and was walking around with it. Mum went nuts. As you would, called the police, shopped a boyfriend. Now that, to me, is a good reaction of the mother there. Well done. Well done for shopping your boyfriend, for taking drugs and having it near your kids. That's exactly what you should do. There's a big fat boy!
Oh my god.
He is a big fat boy. He's 8 years old, yeah. And he weighs 14 stone.
He's eight?
Yes.
So a little tot.
He's tight. He weighs three times the healthy weight of a child his age. He's broken beds and bikes and toilet seats because he's such a porker. But the interesting conundrum with this kid is that his parents have been hauled up by the authorities, or his mother's been hauled up by his authorities, to discuss his future. And there's a possibility that he's going to be taken into care because obviously whoever's looking after him now, his mother is not doing a very good job because he is three times overweight. And it's interesting whether it is equivalent to being sexually abused or, you know, being neglected if you're being overfed. If you read his diet, it's quite interesting. Breakfast, cocoa pops. Fair enough. And then he has an 11 a.m. snack of 3 slices of toast with turkey ham. If he's at school,
how does he have 3 slices of toast? For playtime.
Maybe. Lunch, 2 sausages, burger, chips, fizzy pop. For dinner, he'll have takeaway 2 nights a week, or roast that includes 4 Yorkshire puddings. So yeah, well, it's not that much, but then snacks every 20 minutes. Intake will include 4 packets of crisps, 3 packets of biscuits, several bars of chocolate. That's where he's going wrong. Okay. That's where he's putting the weight on.
He's obviously got some, you know, he's obviously got something in his brain that's telling him he's not full up. Mm-hmm. A bit like what dogs have. Like a dog will just eat and eat until.
Yeah, so stop giving him packets of crisps.
So he's obviously got mental illness there that needs dealing with. He needs to have something that, so that, you know, he's made to feel like he's full after he's had a meal. But for fuck's sake.
But he doesn't eat any vegetables or any fruit. And his mum said, I once tried to give him an apple and he didn't like it. You go, yeah, that's not very persistent of you, is it?
Takes every other bit of food away from him and eventually he will eat the fucking apple, you stupid bitch.
Ooh, harsh!
I know, well, come on, he's an 8-year-old.
His life's a misery.
I'm fucking surprised. I mean, having that kind of diet is just going to make you depressed anyway, whether you're fat or not.
True. Cocoa Pops. Nice porridge, isn't
he? He should be bringing to care.
Ooh, well.
I'm really angry about it. I've very little sympathy for fat people. Did you see, there's a programme on the other week about the 34-stone teenager.
Jesus Christ, have you been eating Cocoa Pops for breakfast?
No.
No need to fart like that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the mum was going, oh, she's been like this since, you know, we saw her going fat when she was about 3. Deal with it then, not now, and she's having a
potentially life. Well, they did seem to try and deal with it. I don't know, because obviously some people do have issues around thyroid problems and so on.
Yeah.
But I did watch that programme, it was quite interesting. She had a bit of her stomach chopped out and had to go through, it was quite dangerous. Well, it's just dangerous being put under anaesthetic when you're that poor kid.
Yeah.
I just watched that programme.
So, poor little bastard.
But I also watched a programme about freaky eaters, and there's a man who only ate pizza and cheese and onion crisps, and he was perfectly healthy. Right, someone else who's angry, Richard Griffiths. It's partly that. He says that he thinks that sex fiends should be chopped up and fed through a tree shredder. He hates paedophiles, but he also says he hates kids. But he doesn't say you should kill them automatically, just if they're real shit.
What do you think turns a man on?
In what sense?
Say
what a woman does, or just like concepts.
Well, for example, if a man
fast cars.
If a man is having a fantasy about a woman.
Oh, right, okay. What would he want?
What would he like?
A uniform.
I think it's good to know these things.
So do you want me to guess then?
Yeah, guess.
I think uniforms. Perhaps being disciplined. Maybe a rescuing fantasy. So like someone's, maybe a damsel in distress. That's not that sexy though. I think they prefer to be beaten.
Carry on.
I don't know. Bras, pants, stockings, nipples.
Okay. I'll give you the breakdown.
Okay.
Turns out men are incredibly simple. There's 5 things.
All right.
I'll give you their percentages of importance. I think we should learn by it. I'm certainly going to. Heels, 66%.
Ooh!
66%.
It's just the shoes.
A pair of heels. 1%. Stethoscope. 2% legs. Only 2%.
That's interesting because the heels are part of the legs in many ways.
Oh no, not like the heels of your foot, like wearing a pair of stilettos.
No, I get that, yeah, but I'm saying you have to have legs to wear them, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. But the legs are really important, it's just.
I like the fact you thought I'd the pads at your
feet. Oh, sure. Undies.
Yeah, brown pants, I said that.
12%.
Oh, that's
fine. Hair, 7%. That's it.
That sounds like a rough fish survey.
So, ideally, you've got to do
last
that.
Last things about what women look. So, have your tits out. That's not even undies. She's just got some rags tied on her.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
I do like the stethoscope.
I do it differently. I think I might look on eBay for a stethoscope. Give it a try. Hair, I guess they like long hair, don't they?
Oh, well.
It's girls that always like short hair on other women.
It's true. Men like, it's like in that book.
That's true,
that.
Yeah, that's probably where I'm going from.
Yeah, you took it in a self-help book.
Yeah, so we need to get our legs out more. We need to wear, you know, no pain, no gain, as in shoes. Nice set of underwears, stethoscopes.
Right, stethoscope it is then. There's only 1% of men that's going to appeal to, though. Is that worth it?
That's 100%
of men.
What? That's 100% of men.
Is it? I thought you said it was only 1%.
No.
That's how important it is.
Yeah, how important it is. The heels are the most important thing.
Okay. So well done, lady doctors with nice shoes.
I'm going to buy some heels.
Rory Bramner! He says he loves a woman in a stethoscope, particularly Margaret Beckett. So he's in trouble because he said that he phoned up Margaret Beckett pretending to be Gordon Brown for a TV programme. They recorded it and she just completely opened up, assumed it was Gordon Brown, and just started gossiping with him, slagging everyone off, that sort of thing. And then Rory Bremner's now in trouble. Well, it was 2 years ago, he's not that much in trouble, but it's just come out that this happened. Peter Hain, he did it to Peter Hain as well, and Peter Hain was on, they had a bit of a spat about it yesterday on Andrew Marr, David Frost programme. It's quite funny. And Rory Bremner's going, you were the original left winger, and now you're saying that yes, we should stump up for Trident, and you've changed. And he's like, oh, well, you tried to dupe me, it's not fair. But it was kind of fun. Cameron Diaz, single. Drew Barrymore, single.
Tell you what they should do, get themselves a stethoscope.
Yeah, so they've gone on holiday together. I think they're going to do some stethoscope shopping. Maybe they're in bikinis at the moment. But that's nice, isn't it? I like the fact, I like the idea of them two on holiday together, like Charlie's Angels in real life. Take that, going on tour. Not much information about that. We shall be trying to get tickets.
What's the most expensive handbag you can think of?
Oh, no, it's this one that I've got on. I'm sorry, I can't think of anything else. It's fucking ridiculous. Anyone who buys this deserves to
die.
Yeah. Awful.
£23,500.
And what's it made out of? It's patchwork, pieces of 15 bags, includes alligator skin, feathers of rare birds. Only one will be on sale in the UK. I'd like to know who buys it and whether they ever use it to wear it out, take it on the tube.
Well, certainly, whoever thinks that they can spend that amount of money on a handbag should be shot. Because that's more.
I'll tell you how much you can spend. I would spend maximum on a handbag. Maximum I would spend is £30. I'd never spend that much. I'm around the £20 mark.
Yeah.
Generally. At the moment, I mainly glamorously carry around a rucksack, so because I'm very glamorous like that. Maybe the Henry the Hoover bag. Here's a picture of baby Brad Pitt / Jolie. Guess what? Cute as a button. Who'd have thought that?
Not like that little girl she's got. Ugly.
Well, she's just adopted, isn't she?
Looks like a fucking
she ain't
alien.
Got the genes.
Oh.
Come on, do some more news. Stop cooing over the little baby.
Oh. Posh Spice. She got her invite to the Oscar. She was very happy about it, but then lots of people offered her, you know, designers say, oh, wear my dress, oh, wear my dress. And she said, oh, I want to wear all five of them. I'll see if at the Oscars they can arrange it for me so I have a changing room so I can keep changing my outfit. Katie Holmes pointed out to her that it was stupid, and if people who'd actually got a nomination could just pick one dress, her, who didn't have any.
Slightly relevant, yeah.
Could just pick one dress as well.
And did you take Katie's advice?
Dunno.
Not seeing any. Maybe she didn't go, maybe she couldn't decide and didn't go. Here is a two story cautionary tale in the papers today.
Yep.
If you are a woman
I am.
Right, if you decide you're going to take your clothes off.
Yeah, which I do sometimes.
In front of a man. Don't let him film it on his mobile phone.
Oh, God, no.
Or take a picture of it. Because you know what's going to happen?
What?
It's going to get... Everyone's going to see it. This has happened to two people today. A teenage girl had a striptease filmed on a mobile phone, sent round everybody at her posh public school. She's in trouble. Her head's gone potty. She's been sent home. So what's happened to this woman? She's a red cap in the army. She's have a picture of her wearing her red cap with nothing else on. I think this was emailed. Sent to one person, but then it got sent basically to everyone in the army, including troops in Iraq. It's pretty embarrassing for her. Now it's on page 21 of the Sun. That's probably the pinnacle. It's not especially nice. I think it's the hat that does it. I don't know what percentage of men like a red cap on a woman, but that would have been a lot sexier had she been wearing a stethoscope.
It would, actually.
Alan Titchmarsh is defecting to ITV. It's going to do a new programme. It's going to be billed as the modern-day Pebble Mill.
Oh, God. story here, which I think is bollocks. Killing off Doctor Who. Mm. What would be the point of killing off Doctor Who?
There is no point if we have to bring him back. And also, the whole point of him is he keeps regenerating.
Yeah, so... Dave said he's making a story out of nothing.
A man said he was going to put a shed up in his back garden, and he thought, well, and then he started, well, I thought maybe I'll do some two outhouses, outbuildings, like a summer house. I'll build some foundations. So he bought himself a little digger thing, a little tiny digger, and he's now ended up digging up the whole garden, and he faces a £50,000 bill to put it all back because it's structurally ruined all the houses nearby. He's just made a really big hole. Bless him, he's admitted he's wrong. I realise it looks a mess. I've learned a very expensive lesson, but everybody makes mistakes.
I mean,
nobody actually digs up their entire back garden.
You don't need foundations for a fucking
shed.
It's
now 6.5 feet deep. It's just a big hole. Jason Orange from Take That.
Yeah, he said, after this tour, that might be it. The lads might want to spend time with their families. I might even want to start a family myself.
A little gay family.
Yeah. This is news, but I don't know whether it's been doctored or not.
Right. Ooh.
It's a new range of underwear before.
Yeah, but so there's a woman here. She's fairly normal looking, size-wise. Yeah. She's wearing green, pink knickers and bra.
Yeah, she's wearing a push-me bra that's a bit too high, doesn't look very comfortable or real. Knickers, nice.
So that's her before.
Yeah.
It's like bulge, belly. Hips, you know, normal.
Yeah. After.
She's got a corset on. It's a lacy black and red number, quite sexy. Her waist looks about the size of my... I could cut my hands around it almost.
Yeah.
As you say, it could be doctored. I think it probably isn't, but I imagine incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because you can't... I mean, that's what everyone used to do in the olden days, isn't it? I mean, it was... common practice 100 years ago to wear a tiny corset like that.
Yeah.
And so much so, people actually ended up their organs getting all crushed and they would be in that shape. There's an episode of CSI, I believe, where they find a body of a man and he's really odd, really thin and
because he used
weird.
To be in the circus, that's what... So,
he wasn't in the circus, people. He just had a kink. Oh. He used to wear a corset all the time.
But they do that to people at the circus, people would do that to try and get, like, a wasp, you know... wasp woman, things like that. But if you want one of these special corsets, you can take about 7 inches off your waist and get that, you know, it's a good shape.
How much?
Between 200 and 3 grand.
Quite a lot. So you could just get some Trudy and Susanna pants. It's, but they're pretty bum, really, aren't they?
Yeah, it's an investment if you want to invest in
the corsets.
Looking skinnier than you actually are.
What's
I
this?
Thought you might want to do that story.
Kevin and Shirley get it together. Oh, EastEnders news. So Kevin's coming back then. Yeah, he's coming back. And then he's going to do it with Shirley, who is a bit scary. There we go. That's that. It's going to be back though, don't worry. Sure Daniel returns.
Oh, and there's a moment, is it? What's the price? Which ones would you get?
I I think I quite like that one.
That's nice as well. Excellent.
So there's some nice underwear in the thing. It's Anne Summers. Oh, yes. Anne Summers has been, or the lady from Anne Summers, has been invited to Buckingham Palace, apparently. That's what Vanessa was banging on about earlier.
Well, the Queen. Have you watched the film The Queen?
I haven't.
Well, she bought a lot of stuff from Anne Summers for her wedding night. She got, like, dildos, plastic fist.
Nigger critter.
Some, you know, lube. Because she wasn't sure being a virgin.
Raspberry
virgin
nipple.
Queen.
Nipple cream.
Body paint. Chocolate spray.
Some earrings with penises on.
There's things to tie your wrists up, but without actually like sticking to you. Whip. A pump for her husband's, her new husband. In the post office today, this is weird. They've got, they're selling calendars off.
Yeah.
Cheaply. And there's one of the royal family, and on the front there's a picture of the Queen, mm-hmm. Prince Philip.
Lovely.
And I looked at it and thought, Prince Philip looks quite pup.
You fancy Prince Philip. Okay, let's leave that on that bombshell. Thanks for listening to Newsbox on Monday the 26th. Happy birthday, Michael Bolton. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.